President Xi Jinping's calling on China and European countries to expand consensus and cooperation to jointly cope with global challenges. He made the remarks during a virtual meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The Chinese president said the world needs mutual respect and sincere cooperation.
At present, the global pandemic situation remains severe with the frequent resurgences. The prospects for economic recovery are uncertain, and there's still a long way to go. The world more than ever needs mutual respect and close collaboration, rather than suspicion, antagonism or zero-sum game.
Xi Jinping called on both sides to adhere to mutual respect and properly handle differences. 4 senior Chinese military officers have been promoted to the rank of general. Chairman Xi Jinping of the Central Military Commission presented certificates to them at a ceremony yesterday. This is the highest rank for officers in active service in China. 27 persons kidnapped by gunmen from a secondary school in northwestern Nigeria have regained their freedom. 26 students and a female teacher have been rescued. The rescue operation is still ongoing. A group of unidentified gunmen stormed the school in the early hours of Monday, taking away an unknown number of students. Authorities say security operatives were immediately mobilized to the area after the police received a report that armed bandits gained access to the school. Ethiopia is planning to halve the number of its embassies and consulates in foreign countries to around 30. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed announced the plan during a briefing to lawmakers. He said the plan will be carried out in the next 6 months to 1 year, adding that the country's Ministry of Foreign Affairs needs to be reformed. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says people in England will no longer be instructed to work from home, allowing employers to return staff to offices later this month. Johnson also unveiled plans on the lifting of restrictions in the final stage of the lockdown, including ending mandatory mask wearing and social distancing in 2 weeks.
It will no longer be necessary for governments to instruct people to work from home, so employers will be able to start planning a safe return to the workplace. There will be no COVID certificate required as a condition of entry to any venue or event.
So far, more than 45 million adults in the UK have received a first dose of a vaccine, and 33 million have been fully vaccinated. Britain's also conducting further studies to guarantee that the coronavirus vaccines available are safe to give to children. Britain's recorded more than 128,000 coronavirus deaths, the highest number of deaths in Western Europe. Croatian electric car maker Rimac Automobili is taking over the iconic French manufacturer Bugatti. The announcement was made on Monday. Porsche will own 45% of the new company, while the Croatian firm will hold the remaining stake. Bugatti will continue to be assembled in eastern France, where the brand was established in 1909. The vehicles will use engines developed and made in Croatia.